Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hey, folks. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I got a question for everybody listening. I know that we're broadcasting into 153 cities. We just picked up another radio station in Tennessee yesterday. I don't know what that equals out to be yet because we have yet to receive the confirmation. But we do know that you've made us the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. And we're also broadcasting into 53 countries. So I'm speaking to America. I'm speaking to those that profess to be Christians real quick before we get to our main topics, which there's a plethora of today. Doesn't it jack you up when people make merchandise of other people all the while knowing that they're lying to them? Doesn't it jack you up when you see the modern-day preachers, as they call themselves, they're heretics is what they are, put that up against 1 Timothy 4:1, and they claim to be something that they're not. And if people knew the Word of God, they would understand who they were right off the bat. And I'm talking about those that call themselves, preachers of the day, and we know them, and you're going to identify the names once I bring them up, because I'm going to play some audio video for you in just a moment. But these are the guys that say, gimme, my name is Jimmy. In Scripture is really clear when it tells us in that of 1 Timothy 6:5, they're perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, and they're destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. What does the Bible tell us about people like that? From such, withdraw yourself. Okay, that's 1 Timothy 6:5, and then when you go over to 2 Peter 2:14, it tells us having eyes full of adultery from God, friends. They're treacherous. They're unfaithful in covenant. And that cannot cease from sin. That is the violation of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. But these people don't know that. Beguiling unstable souls in a heart that they have exercised with covetous practices. The Bible says that they're cursed children. And they are. These are the type of people that I'm going to show you right now. Namely, one guy. His name is Jesse Duplantis. These are the type of people that are personally responsible for a heretical gospel. Put it up against Galatians 6:1. It's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the gospel of the reprobate and the heretic. Jesse Duplantis just recently came out and claimed that Christians can speed up Jesus' second coming if they give more money. I'm not kidding you this when I'm saying this. Does this anger you, Americans? One has to ask the question, what sort of people would give this guy a penny? I'll tell you what kind. The people that don't know the Word of God. They're ignorant fools, and they support these sorts of heretics. And it's not just Jesse Duplantis. It's Kenneth Copeland. It's Joyce Meyer. The list goes on. Here, I have another post that I'd like to show those that are on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side of the page. Go ahead and join us on social media platforms, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. I mean, John Hagee's, he's a heretic. T.D. Jakes is a total heretic. I believe they're a part of this system, which is found in Isaiah 28, verse 18. Yeah, Benny Hinn, I heard that he repented. I don't know if that's true or not, but I hope he did for his sake. We have Joel Olstein, who is a total heretic. He's an enemy of the cross. These are all enemies of the cross. Joseph Prince is a lunatic. Kenneth Copeland is just, need I say or add anything to that conversation? Stephen Furtick, this smiling joker, friends, never trust a smiling preacher. Look at the modern day preachers of the day. These are heretics. These are not preachers of the Word of God. They're preachers that are, in fact, defined out to be as heretics. You have Rick Warren. You have Todd White, who's just, folks, it's crazy. I could spend time on each and every one of these guys. But don't ever trust a smiling preacher. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Iron sharpens iron. Okay, now I need to get over to this really quick in understanding as to what I want to highlight here concerning this video coming from the likes of this heretic. Now, it's interesting, Right Wing Watch, who's a subversive organization to American government, they like to attack people and equate people to what they want to equate them to put them into groups. For them to suggest that Jesse Duplantis is a right-wing preacher, you are sadly mistaken. You guys are just as stupid as those that you're trying to highlight as being heretics. You really, truly are. They have no credibility. They attack this ministry all the time. We try to get them on the radio. Of course they won't jump on the radio with us. But I want you to see this. This is Jesse Duplantis. I want you to hear straight from his heretical mouth as to what people support. Why? I have no idea, but they do. Listen to this. Listen to this.
I honestly believe this, that the reason why Jesus hadn't come is because people are not giving the way God told them to give. You see what I'm saying? Wow. I mean, when you understand it, you can speed up the time. I was on television. He said, I heard you was a millionaire. I said, that's not right. That's not true. He said, yes, it is. I said, no, it's not. Multi. Now, add that to it, you'll be all right. Oh, he couldn't handle that. He liked to have had a fit. And I said, you mess with me, I'll buy this station and I'll fire you. Yeah. Oh, he didn't like that, did he?
Listen to the arrogance, the pride. Messy,
but it felt good.
This guy is a straight heretic.
Yeah, you know, I'm not saying it's wrong. So I realized that I will not move people emotionally to give.
Right. No.
I'm going to have people move according to the Word of God. What is God saying to
you? It's not the Word of God. It stands in contrast to the Word of God. These heretics do.
And put this victory all over the world on every available voice, every available outlet. God, the Father, he would say, Jesus, go get them.
Yeah.
Because, you see, he wants to see us as much as we want.
The Father would say to Jesus, go get them if people give more money.
All these things is... it's because people are not doing... In the
these are cursed in children, the Bible tells us. The Bible says that we are to withdraw ourselves from such.
So I don't have a
now, this guy's begging for money, and what I want you to keep into perspective here is the 11 of the 12 disciples that were martyred.
They said, do you own a jet? Okay. Yes. You can have it the day after the rapture.
See, now he's talking about the rapture. Folks, unscriptural garbage. Because Jesse's going to heaven. You know, it's interesting that Charles Spurgeon said, and you can put this up to anybody that's truly born of the Spirit of God, John 3:3. But he said that those that talk of how that they're heaven bound, he said you can sure that they're hell bound. The Bible says we're supposed to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. It also tells us, take heed that you stand. So when he said, take heed that you stand, lest you fall, right? So we better understand that, folks, our salvation, the truest sign of our salvation, said Matthew Shepard, is the fact that we are perseverant in seeking out the Christ. Okay, it's for the Holy Ghost to bear witness to the truth of the matter that we're saved, not man's words. Okay, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back after this break. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation, come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
You want to talk about pushing the season, man? We are doing that. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, at any time, if you want to call in, you can, but stick to the topic. We're going to be jumping around again. I'm going to get caught up over the week. I'm going to add new news all the way through today's show. I got you for 2 hours. That phone number is 1-866-582-9933. Don't wait till the last segment to call in. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, what I want to do is I want to go over to the next American appeaser. The American people still haven't figured it out. And if you ever noticed, they jump from Trey Gowdy, they jump from Jason Chaffetz, and I know that they're all taking their turns in rotation, right? But the fact of the matter is, now we have Rand Paul, who is shaming himself. Okay, but a lot of people equate him to his dad, and a lot of people like his dad, Ron Paul. But the fact of the matter is, if you look at Rand Paul, he does nothing but the same thing as the other American appeasers. Ted Cruz, that patronizing clown, that globalist. The list goes on and on. Daryl Issus is a part of that. The list goes on. And so I think the point is made. But what I want to do is I want to bring you over here, and I want you to see this next audio video on social media platforms, Sons of Liberty Media. .com, right side of the page, subscribe to the page, and or beforeitsnews.com. And I want you to check this out, folks. This is Rand Paul, the great American appeaser. I have my thoughts on this, and I hope that you're going to catch on to it. But I want you to pay attention as to how it rolls out of Rand Paul, and I want you to notice how he's standing behind, again, these said experimental jabs. I don't know where he's getting his information from, but he continuously high-fives Big Pharma and exposing those that are calling those that are not going along with this, namely the anti-vaxxers, as they want to call you, right? They got to try to demean you because you're not going along with them. But he continuously calls him out for the fact that he should be ashamed of calling people flat earthers. In other words, he's trying to demean them. He's trying to discredit them. And but nothing more, folks. It's just grilling, right? And here's the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, who are worthless in so many different ways, congratulating Rand Paul for grilling this guy and doing nothing more. It's interesting. Just this morning I was talking and someone had brought up to me about when you read the preamble of the United States Constitution, what does it say? The first thing it says to we the people, the governments, we the people in this country, we are to establish justice. And what's missing from every single one of these said grillings when it comes to these great American appeasers? By the way, Jim Jordan's a part of that, folks. The list goes on. The list goes on. I also want you to think about this before I play this, just to kind of like put a little frosting on the cake here. How many of those that serve we the people in federal government have drawn up the articles of impeachment against that of treasonous, disgraceful, treacherous Joe Biden? That's how corrupt your government is. Not a one. Not a one. Let's go over to the great American appeaser. He's starting to shine forth as just that. And we want to show you him as just that. And he can exhibit what's inside of him. But, friends, he's just as worthless as the next guy. Tell me this does not sound scripted in so many different ways, friends. And you'll notice that he's continuously looking down, reading off a piece of paper like a useful idiot would concerning the mainstream media, reading off a teleprompter. Here we go.
2.5 million patients and found that the vaccinated group was actually seven times more likely to get infected with COVID than the people who had gotten COVID naturally.
Senator, I have to get back to you on that one. I'm not familiar with that study.
Well, you think you might want to be if you're going to travel the country insulting the millions of Americans, including NBA star Jonathan Isaac, who have had COVID, recovered, look at a study with 2.5 million people and say, well, you know what? It looks like my immunity is as good as the vaccine or not. And in a free country, maybe I ought to be able to make that decision. Instead, you've chosen to travel the country calling people like Jonathan Isaac and others, myself included, flat earthers. We find that very insulting, goes against the science. Are you a doctor or a medical doctor?
I've worked over 30 years on health policy.
So you're not a medical doctor. Do you have a science degree?
Okay, so I want to stop right there really quick. The guy that Senator Rand Paul is allegedly grilling is asking the question, are you a doctor? The man that's being used, just like the head of the WHO, just like Bill Gates himself, are they scientists? No. Are they doctors? No. Then why are they the ones that the mainstream media continuously puts the cameras on their face and the microphones up to their mouth to drive the narrative? They're not qualified. And this is the point that Rand Paul is rightly making during this particular time. Let's get back to this. Said grilling by another great American appeaser, Senator Rand Paul.
And yet you travel the country calling people flat earthers who have had COVID, looked at studies of millions of people.
Notice the reference to COVID constantly.
And made their own personal decision that their immunity they naturally acquired is sufficient. But you presume somehow to tell over 100 million Americans who have survived COVID.
I want to stop right there again. I want to stop right there, and it's important that I do. The mainstream media, for those that listen to the show, how many times do the numbers fluctuate? It's designed to confuse. The numbers are low, then the numbers are high. The numbers are low, then the numbers are high. The numbers are low, then the numbers are high again. Okay? I don't know where they're getting their statistics from, friends, but it's not from the American people. Their statistics are all contrived. They're fabricated. And they're devised to continuously confuse the American people. Read Daniel 9:27. Let's get back to Rand Paul here.
And you've made these decisions, a lawyer with no scientific background. No
scientific
degree.
Background.
This is an arrogance coupled with an authoritarianism that is unseemly.
Rand is reading everything he's saying.
He's the one ignoring the science. The vast preponderance of scientific studies, dozens and dozens, show robust, long-lasting immunity after COVID infection. Even the CDC does not recommend measles vaccine.
Even the CDC. Notice the point of reference. They are not a law unto themselves.
So you ignore history and science to shame the flat earthers, as you call them. You should be ashamed of yourself and apologize.
He's reading
to the
everything, friends.
For being dishonest about naturally acquired immunity.
Now he's turning the page.
You want more people to choose vaccination?
This is Rand Paul, the best you have right now.
You want to lessen vaccine hesitancy? So do I. You want to have that happen? Quit lying to people about naturally acquired immunity. Quit lording it over people, acting as if these people
He's reading everything. This is Senator Rand Paul.
Try persuasion.
Another great American appeaser. Does nothing more than talk big.
Instead of arrogance.
Oh.
Try freedom instead of coercion. But most of all, try understanding that there's no more basic medical right than deciding what we inject into our bodies. Today, after hearing that millions of people in a study show without a doubt that there's a great deal of immunity from getting it naturally, do you want to apologize to the 100 million Americans who suffered through COVID?
Okay, so I want to highlight this too. Rand Paul is doing nothing but highlighting the narrative that has been set by those that are pushing the propaganda. Every step of the way, he's acknowledging COVID. He's not condemning vaccinations. He's just going right along with it. One question is this. Why the debate? Where is the law enforced against those that are implementing that which is unlawful? There's none of that. As I said a couple minutes ago, what is it that guards our liberties? Well, it's found in the preamble of the U.S. Constitution. Justice. Are we getting justice from Senator Rand Paul, or is he doing nothing more than appeasing the American people by reading off the script that he's told to read? The latter. Not the former, but the latter, friends. When are the American people going to figure out that these guys, all of them, I've said their names, Jason Chaffetz, Daryl Issa, Jim Jordan, Trey Gowdy, this patronizing globalist clown, Ted Cruz. Now we have Senator Rand Paul. Where's the justice? Where's the law, the Constitution, ever made in reference to condemning the crimes of these pretenders? This is all a show. These are all the clowns in the circus of politics doing nothing more than putting on a show for the American people because they want to give you the impression that they've got it in hand. Are things getting worse, Americans, or are they getting better? They're getting worse. Why are they getting worse? Because this is what you put up with. Justice guards our liberty. Read Isaiah 26:9 during the break. We're going to come right back. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll take some calls on the other side. Be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Friday delayed a vote on a Senate-passed infrastructure bill, drawing criticism from some members of her party. So-called progressives and moderates within the caucus are battling over a $3.5 trillion budget proposal. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says not to worry.
That's not a sign of dysfunction. That's a sign of Democrats primarily at this point, that we welcome Republican support in the House, trying to work together to get things done for the American people.
Pelosi says more time is needed. Inflation unexpectedly accelerated in August as shortages of a wide range of consumer goods and services drove up prices. The Personal Consumption Price Index for August increased 4.3% from 1 year ago, reflecting increases in the prices paid by consumers for both goods and services, Commerce Department data showed Friday. This is USA Radio News. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced Friday that the state will require COVID-19 vaccines for all schoolchildren ages 12 through 17 once the FDA grants full approval, becoming the first state in the country to move forward on mandating vaccines for schoolchildren.
That's what we are announcing here today, a statewide requirement for in-person instruction for all of our children. We intend to do that once the FDA has fully approved the vaccine, which will give us time to work with districts, give us time to work with parents.
The mandate will not be implemented earlier than January, when the next school term starts. The House of Representatives voted 365 to 51 on Friday to extend for 1 month the authorization for surface transportation funding. The funding was set to be renewed in the over $1 trillion infrastructure bill passed by the Senate, but House Democrats have failed to advance the measure. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I think you all got enough as far as the taste goes with Rand Paul, because I played him several times. And he's sitting there talking about these that are breaking the law as he's grilling them. Most people don't know the law. That's why they're appeased by the likes of these guys, these great American appeasers like Rand Paul. But what's interesting, friends, is Rand is saying, stop the lying. Stop the mandates. Isn't it interesting, folks, what you've been conditioned to believe as a left? Isn't it interesting when they're in, the American people are under the impression that they're a government unto themselves? They are not. Stop the mandates. There's no constitutional authority to implement mandates. You just heard during the break, friends, concerning that of Gavin Newsom. I'm sorry. This guy was already recalled. Why is he still calling the shots, friends? Why is he still calling the shots in California? Mandating vaccinations for children 12 and over? Oh, my goodness. I just talked to an attorney the other day. I said, this is a provocation of war. It is. It is. It's a provocation of war. They're going as far as you're going to let them go. They're going to always do whatever you let them get away with. That's Edmund Burke. He's exactly right. Gavin Newsom has been recalled. Webster's 1828, the word recall, to call back, to revoke, to disannul by a subsequent act. He's a criminal. The people in California have said bye-bye to him. To call back from a place or a mission, a calling back, a revocation. The power of calling back or revoking. They have revoked him as one that is incumbent in the office of governor in the state of California. But he's still calling the shots. This is, again, another display of them being encouraged by ignorant people in the United States of America. But I also want to say, on the other hand, there's nobody in this country in their right mind that wants their freedom stripped or their rights stripped from them. Nobody. And that's the impression they want to give you, that everybody's willing to do it. No. Show me who they are. 1-866-582-9933. Somehow or another, the American people are still giving this criminal a pass in California when he has been recalled. Oh, to the point, friends. To the point of having 250,000 more votes than needed concerning the 1.5 million to have him recalled. And remember what I said to you last week, even the illegals that are in California were polled, and they were asked if they should, or are they in agreement with Governor Gavin Newsom being recalled. They want him recalled. Just to show you, those illegals coming in, friends, they want what you have. And there's no excuse as to why they're coming in illegally, no question about it. But keep in mind, it's the mayors in the United States of America that are alluring the illegals into America from all over the world on your dime. In other words, federal government is stealing your tax coffers, and they're reallocating at will as to where they want to go. As promised, I said I'd take a couple phone calls here. We got Tom calling in. Well, I don't know what happened, man. I just lost Tom, just lost Wes, one from Baltimore, one from Indiana. Go ahead, give us a call back, and I'll pick you right back up. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Okay, so I'll take Randy. I got Randy calling in from Wisconsin. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hi, this is Randy from Wisconsin.
Yeah, I just introduced you. What do you got going on, brother?
Sorry, I didn't get to
nope.
the same point.
You're welcome.
Mr. Bradley Dean, I love your ministry. I'm a member of Mercy Seat Church. I will say hi to Matt Trella for you tomorrow, sir.
Thank you.
And that being a thought, I'm just wondering why America's swallowing the big lie here as to this of gene therapy, this vaccine. It's not a vaccine like a kill virus would be. It's per Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor, MD et al., so to speak, many other degrees, of the mRNA technology. He said this is absolutely not a vaccine per se. It's a gene therapy. It's not a kill virus. Again, I reiterate that point. So I'm just wondering why people are swallowing the big lie. This is actually a form of a vaccine per se. So that's my big question to you, sir.
Well, you know what? We're in the same boat. They have the same information that we have. Let me make a reference back to Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who we've had on the show several times. And she had said blatantly to my audience, you have all the information that you need. Once you take it, there's nothing that anybody can do to reverse it. So the information is out there. And it's for them to pull back the curtain on the lies of the mainstream media, Randy. And if they don't want to do that, you know what? They're going to fall to judgment, my friend. And that's exactly what we're seeing. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, I'm an RN. I own a small home care agency. I require none of my RNs to be vaccinated by any way, shape, or form. I'm also a poultry science major and a zoologist, so I understand how vaccines are made. They do a lot of stuff in poultry science, UW-Madison, where I went to school, my second degree, and it just doesn't make any sense that people are swallowing this big, bold lie that this is actually a vaccine. That is not a vaccine, sir.
Amen. You know what's worse than all of that, Randy, is the people in this country actually believe, they have an evolutionary view of government, they believe their privileges come from the state. I mean, what are we hearing today in New York and in California? That somehow or another, the government inherited the world, and it's theirs concerning our freedoms to give at will. And what are they doing? They're coming up and saying, well, we got vaccine passports, and if you want the key to the city, then you're going to do what we tell you to do. They have the roles completely upside down. We do not work for them. Our rights do not come from them. They come from God. And these people, as we give them delegated authority, work for us, my friend. And I'm sure, Randy, you all the well know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir. God bless you.
Thank you, Randy. Say hey to Matt for me. I totally appreciate it. We got Tom. I got Tom back here. Tom from Baltimore. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Thank you, Bradley. I just wanted to confirm and support your earlier reporting of the suspicious numbers relative to COVID deaths, COVID infections, if we can even call it that. I don't think we really even know what it is that COVID is, if it's even a thing. Seems more like the flu to me.
Right.
However, I have been advocating for the abolishment of the drug war for years. Of course, it didn't go real big when I was a police officer, but the numbers speak for themselves. Relative to what you were reporting and why I'm calling, I just want to give folks some examples that they can draw from to support what you're talking about relative to phony numbers being reported by the government. That is, relative to the war on drugs, let's take the alleged opiate epidemic, and I believe absolutely that it is not an epidemic. The White House Office of National Drug Control Policy put out a set of numbers relative to opioid death. So did the DEA's National Drug Threat Assessment Report, and so did the CDC. Now, these are three government agencies. CDC actually is a quasi-government agency, but either way, all the numbers did not match. So even the government can't get their numbers straight.
That's right.
And by the way, I don't know how you feel about the war on drugs. It's been an abject failure. It's been a lie. It's been a way to fleece the American people with one more thing.
That's right. Yeah.
And I've argued for years that if the government can tell you what you cannot put into your body, it is just a matter of time before they tell you what you must put into your body, and I think I've been vindicated by what we're seeing now.
Yeah. Well, they contradict themselves at every given turn. And by the way, if you go back to a documentary called Cocaine Cowboys, it documents under the Bush regime and that of the Clintons, how in Mena, Arkansas, they were actually the biggest drug dealers in this country. Barry Seal was going to come out and expose them for what they were doing concerning the drugs that were coming over into America from Colombia. And mysteriously enough, he's set by a judge to go to a home, namely a Salvation Army home, and he's mysteriously shot by several Colombians right before he was due to testify. We also know that back in the 90s from Gary Webb, who was shot twice. They said he committed suicide by shooting himself twice for exposing the drugs through the CIA. And again, here comes George Bush Sr. as the one leading it out, is stealing away the money from South California to basically finance his own war. We just found out from McAfee, who was found in Italy, who allegedly committed suicide, who was exposing the government for their crimes against we the people in this country, that most recently, when opening up the computer system that he created for the government, he found out that it was our government through the State Department that was trafficking children, of course, and the CPS, of course. And he also said on an interview, we played it on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com here, that all the drugs that were being trafficked into America are coming through the CIA. So there's nothing. You can go online and find this information. It's easily accessible. And this whole drug war is nothing more than who controls it. But here's my point, Tom, that I want to make. If the American people weren't buying the drugs, people wouldn't be dying, number one. And number two, nobody would be meeting the demand in any sense of the word. So we got to blame ourselves again, because at the end of the day, we are doing to ourselves what we are doing to ourselves, Numbers 32:23. I'll give you the last word, Tom.
You're absolutely right about that, Brad. However, you know, the Lord did give us free will, and vices exist, and people are going to get and obtain what they want. And, of course, I would encourage people to avoid habits that are going to be detrimental to them. But we could certainly cut the legs, the financial legs, out of the cartels, and we could do a lot
of
murder on the streets if we ended this terrible fake drug war.
Totally agree. Tom, thank you for your call. I love hearing from you. I always do. I got Ross coming up from Tennessee and other callers. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rachel from Michigan. I know God orchestrated my encounter with Bradley Dean this past summer. His radio show instantly became my family's favorite. We are so thankful for his bold message bringing light to the issues we are facing. If you want the truth from a biblical and constitutional perspective, then you come to the right place.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You know, I'm going to take this next phone call, and I'm going to get back on key here concerning the topics to continuously open the doors of information to run down these expositions of information. One of the things I continuously go back to and revert back to is how much information do we need? We have all the information we need, friends, to deal with corruption. We have all the information. I mean, people sit there and talk about every branch on the trunk of corruption. And it's like, what did John the Baptist say in Luke 3? He said, lay the axe to the root of the tree. Why do we need more information, Americans? We have plenty of it. Oh, just wait until we get to the main topic here, friends. Because you had to know that this was coming. I'll be talking about this during hour two. Attackers play the victims. We have politicians hiding behind the school board members in an attempt to defend themselves from the people that they're supposed to serve. Yep, you heard me right. Let's go ahead and take Ross from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Ross. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing rather well. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Sure.
I'm calling in. I just want to say that I've been convicted, you know, myself to be a watcher, through biblical sense, kind of watcher. And, you know, lately you've been talking about, you know, the watchers just sitting back and not doing enough. And in that sense, you know, I still feel the persecution in my daily walk and what I do. But, you know, I've been really kind of convicted by that. I've been kind of looking through, does the Great Commission say, oh, everyone but the watcher, the apostle needs to go out and save the world or, you know, spread Jesus' message? And I think that there's a lot of people out there today that are just not doing what they should be doing with the convictions in their heart. They've taken a stance to the point where, oh, I'm doing enough. And you really have to look back and say, am I doing enough? Because we're in a time in this life where we need to really figure out where we are in our hearts and our journey with God. Because if you're not being persecuted, if you're not being convicted of something by the enemy, I think we all really need to search our hearts. And what do you think about that, Bobby?
It's scripture. The Bible says we're supposed to examine ourselves. We're supposed to do it daily, whether we be in the faith or not. That's in 2 Corinthians 13:4-5. And there's no doubt about it. You know, you were talking about Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, and it talks about how God gave some apostles, prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Let me add to that, Ross. It says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. I want people to understand something here, because you are making an important point, Ross. We're all, regardless if we're apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, or pastors, we're all supposed to do the work of an evangelist. We're all supposed to be pointing our finger at, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. If you go to 2 Timothy 4:5, it says, but watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and make full proof of thy ministry. And you know what's really interesting, and this is just coming to my aid right now, when I go over to Ephesians 2, because everybody likes to talk about Ephesians 2, and they take it out of context like the modern day church does all day long, we're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. Well, listen, if we're saved by grace, we're going to do the works, because that's what we're born to do. We're led of the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. Okay? But this is what I want people to understand. It also talks about faith. And what does faith do? 1 John 5:4. It tells us that it overcomes the world. And what we hear from the false professors that call themselves Christians in America is, well, we're saved by grace. We're not perfect. We're just forgiven. Well, that's unscriptural. Let me go back and say, the Bible says where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. I don't see the abounding.
Amen.
And I want to tell you why. Because they're not born of the Spirit of God. They know nothing of grace. And they don't understand that real grace does the works. Let me put this into context, and I'll give it back over to you, Ross. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any should boast. That's right where they stop. But wait a second. We are his workmanship. What does Christ create? For we are his workmanship, and created in Christ Jesus to do what? Unto good works. We don't do what we do to get saved. We do what we do because we are saved. And people, you have to put the Word of God in context, because without it, you're going to get in trouble. That's why you need to pay attention to the fact that what you see in the pulpits in America today, they are the greatest advocates to the homosexual agenda, to the sodomite agenda. They are the greatest advocates to that of the abortion agenda, to illegal immigration, to corruption in government. And I make reference back to John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, who rightly said that the church is called to be the moral compass of society. He said, when that goes, everything else goes. So where is the grace? Great point, Ross. What say you?
It's absolutely with you. I mean, people really need, like I said, they need to look, because the walk of sanctification is not one that is easy. Because if you're truly walking with God, you're going to face that persecution. So I ask everyone in this country to look at their own hearts right now about what's going on.
Oh, I agree.
I will leave it on that final note there.
Okay.
Bradley, I've been listening to you for over 15 years. You know, it's hard to find a church where you can actually find the actual truth. You know, and I thank you for everything that you and your ministry have done.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Bradley. I know it can't just be solely up to you. It has to be all of us, brothers in Christ. And I just thank so much for what God has done and brought me towards my family here, being able to talk here today. And as I considered myself a watcher earlier, I'm not someone that speaks that well. I'm more of a writer than I am a preacher, so to speak. But I appreciate the time that you give me here, and I thank you so much for your time today, Bradley.
Thank you, sir. I totally appreciate that. I'm honored. I'm humbled. I also want people to understand that, listen, I am an ambassador sent to you. I am a preacher to preach his word, not mine. That's why we're going to hold to it. And the Bible tells us in Isaiah 8:20, they speak not according to the law and to the testimonies because there's no light in them. We're going to hold to the word. We're going to follow the Christ. If I leave that, then you leave me. And before taking me out of context, always call, confront me, contend with me, question me, because all scripture is given by the inspiration of God for what? For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and instructions in righteousness. And if we hold to the word of God, friends, we are going to be okay. Okay? We're going to be okay in the sense of living your life in the fight, because that's where you find your life, is in the fight, not outside that fight. We're always okay in the will of God. Remember, there was a Goshen, and it's always the safest place to be when you are in the will of God, even if you're Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, okay? Or if you're in Goshen like the children of Israel. The list goes on and on, or Daniel in the den. You get the point. So I want to get back over to this, because I'm going to start teeing it up for the next hour. And I'm just kind of curious to know why it is, going back to Rand Paul, the great American appeaser, it's interesting that with all of these grillings going on, and I shared this with you last week and the week before, but I know that there's a lot of new listeners right now and new watchers on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. With every time that Senator Paul grills somebody, it's just an appeasement. It's a joke. Because nothing's ever done. Justice guards our liberty, not big talk. You have, look at this really quick. You have Senator Rand Paul telling a criminal to stop lying, to stop the mandates. This is like a cop seeing someone committing a crime and saying, you need to stop stealing. You need to stop killing. You need to stop lying. No. That's not his job. And by the way, they're called peace officers because they enforce the law against the crime to establish judgment and righteousness within the gate. Amos 5:15, Isaiah 51, verse 4. Is that what these said politicians are doing? Absolutely not. That's why I call them the great appeasers. They're worthless. Put it up against Matthew 5:13. They're supposed to be the salt of the earth, but what does the Bible say? If they're not, they lose that savor. What happens? They become good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. That's exactly who these people are. But there's always a fundraiser I get from old Senator Rand Paul, from the patronizer Ted Cruz. Hey, folks, there's always a fundraiser from Jim Jordan. There's always a fundraiser from Trey Gowdy or these other clowns in the circus of politics that do absolutely nothing to those that are committing crimes. I was saying earlier, isn't it interesting how on the left, as you've been taught, isn't it interesting how when they're in power, they can always get their will done? And look what the right does, okay? I'm not feeding into this. I'm just showing you how it works. What does the right do? They do nothing but tell the criminals, the left, to stop lying. To stop that which is illegal. But when the right's in power, how come they don't enforce it and actually bring these criminals to justice? Because they're a part of the circus of politics. Okay? We got hour two coming up, folks. Thank you again for making us the number one and the number two show on Genesis Communication. If you want to give us a call at any time, we again have hour two coming up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, we'll be...
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.